And good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2 o'clock here in Washington, D.C., and 11 o'clock on the Pacific Coast, and somewhere in between, it's in between, okay? And I welcome you to with Happy Holidays, and I hope you all had a joyous Christmas and a blessed one. And I'm sorry to hear so many of you suffered what they call the vicissitudes of vicarious weather. It seems as though it was a capriciousness that is just almost unheard of for this time of year. It's like Mother Nature's not sure if she wants to be up, down, in, or out, or whether she wants to smile upon us and bring out the flowers or frown on us and make us dig harder and get exercise we'd really not prefer not to have as far as snow and rains are concerned. But for those of us who are blessed here, like in the Washington, D.C. area, Mother Nature has been kind indeed. Outside the window, it's 71 degrees. I don't know if that's official, but that's what I got when I went out this morning. And it is a glorious day. The clouds are coming in. We're going to get some rain. But, you know, for a little bit, I didn't have to wear a winter coat, and it's just lovely. I wish the happiest of all holiday seasons to every one of you. Today, I don't have a guest. Sometimes I try to have just a day free without guests so that I can share with you and ask you to talk to me, too, to call in and share. If any of you have some major thoughts about the new year, some of you want to contribute your own insights, your own understandings, and your own feelings or questions that you may have, please feel free to call me. I'll be glad to do, I'm free form today, as the saying may go. That is, I would be glad to do past life readings. I would be glad to do some psychic reading, prognostication, or I can give you some advice. I can go over, if anybody's interested, on some of the little techniques to use to help you make a decision if something is right or wrong, to get a yes or a no answer, and to help yourselves using and developing your own psychic talents. So my offering today to you is kind of, I guess, of a smorgasbord of what we've done for the past year and years before, and I would just love to hear from you all. If not, I can just, you know, chat. Good Lord knows that the one thing I don't have to worry about is not being able to talk except when I have laryngitis. And I am over my illness of bronchitis and sinus infection and so forth. So I am very, very grateful. I had a glorious Christmas. I was with friends. I was with family. And I even got to see the little babies that I work with. I work with premature babies as a foster grandparent. And I was able to see them on Christmas Day. And so everything has been conspiring to give me joy and happiness, and I look forward to having this grow and grow and grow in the new year. I was just having a little conversation with Don. Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Althea. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Althea. How are you?
I'm good. About a week ago, I started feeling the joy coming into the new year, even though there's a lot of changes and a lot of falling away.
Right.
I felt the stream of joy for me.
How fabulous.
And right now, I feel like I'm going through a clearing, kind of like cleaning the house.
Yes, yes.
And what could I do to facilitate bringing more of that joy in and cleaning the house?
Releasing. Just releasing and saying, I let it all go. I'm not keeping anything that is not of use to me anymore. Doesn't matter if it's a thought or a feeling. It's a cleaning of closets, and I'm going to have to tell you, even release from your body. Okay?
Really?
Yes, release from your body. That is, I was taking antibiotics. Let me tell you, talk about a body release. Oh, boy.
I bet.
I thought my entire body was going to fall out in the releasing, and I said, you know, I'd like to keep a part of my body. It works real well for here on Earth, you know? And yes, I think it is a time of cleansing. It is a time of letting go of the past, literally and figuratively. Don was saying he feels that those of us who have been preparing ourselves for years are going to be a part of the new year. For many people, it is going to be difficult, okay? But for those of us who have been preparing for years, who have been preparing at our lights and who have gone through our own cleansing and purification patterns, we are going to start reaping our reward. This is the time when we are going to manifest faster and faster. Well, our thoughts today will appear tomorrow. So it's, you know, what the old Greek saying was, beware what you ask the gods, lest they grant it unto thee. Be sure that what you ask is what you truly want. Look at it from all sides and make sure that you are asking what you want for, because sometimes when we ask, we don't exactly perceive what it is that we're getting. Does that make sense to you?
It does, because I've actually, you know, been struggling with asking about, you know, maybe what group I've ever worked with or star system I'm from. I've always thought about these things, and I thought to myself recently, why does it matter? Why does that thought persist?
It doesn't matter, but the answers are going to come to you this year. Got to release it.
How to release? You mean the...
Just write it list. Like, you'll get, just say, I know the answer's going to come. And you know when it's going to come? When you're ready to accept the answer. Because it might be out there, so to speak, from an intellectual standpoint, and you might want to reject it. Or it might, and that can happen, or it might be in a way that might be misunderstood at this point. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So the thing to do is, if you really want something to be yours, like an answer, like a gift, you release it and allow it to go. And it will come to you. Believe me, when you're least expecting it, it'll be like the light dawning. It's like the old proverb or the old adage that a watch pot never boils.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep seeking something, guess what? You end up seeking.
I'm with you on that. So essentially, let go.
Let go.
I have a question for you. Do you think that there is predeterminedness in this universe?
The only predetermination would be the rules by which the universe works. In other words, you cannot disarrange the universe, or you would have chaos. That much is predetermined. For anything else, we make multiple choices every day. And I do mean multiple. And once you make a choice, that means there are other choices that are left hanging out there. You know, Dolores Cannon's Convoluted Universe.
Fabulous books. If anyone's not read those, pick them up.
Yes. And if you've read two, there's number two, right?
Mm-hmm. I've read one, two, and three.
Is three out?
Yes. And she's writing four right now.
You know, I've been looking for number three. I think that's the one I've been trying to find.
Maybe go on her website and get it directly from her.
Okay. When did it come out?
I know that I bought it about 3 months ago.
Okay. Really? Because I'll look. It's not been in my favorite bookstore. So maybe you're absolutely right. I need to go on her website. I do think I get Ozark books from her.
I'll tell you something. Even reading three, I was already ready for four. It was almost like three was a snack.
Exactly. That's exactly the way I feel. Because it makes so much sense to me. In fact, I just reread her books this fall. I went looking for number three and couldn't find it. And I thought, darn.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for letting me know that. Now I know to renew my, efforts to get a hold of number three for her. And then on four when it comes out. It is fabulous what you're learning. And as I was going to say, to hold that to heart. And have you read the Kryon series? K-R-Y-O-N?
I don't think I've read Kryon before. You know who I really enjoyed as well that I read in Mexico when I was going through, you know, some initiations out there was, I've always liked the Pleiadians, but it was the Arcturians.
I read that many, many years ago.
Right.
I read that a long time ago. So, yeah, it's a good book. But also I'm glad to see that you are reading and studying because that's an important place to be, using your brain.
Yeah, and the Joshua Stone books.
I'm not familiar with Joshua Stone.
Well, he's a PhD, and he's written a lot about ascensions, and he really takes a synthesis of all the information out there and kind of puts a little twist on it.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's very mental, very linear.
As soon as you said PhD, my thought was, this is a guy who hides in his brain.
Yeah, it does that way, but at the same time, you know, it's like that body of knowledge is out there. And
sure.
So I read it. I don't read it from front to back. It's not something like the convoluted universe, which really put the puzzle pieces together for me.
Right.
I mean, it just made absolute sense.
Yes, doesn't it?
This, yes. And
absolutely.
I mean, yes. And with his work, I mean, he really puts that old scholastic type of manner where you have to go through certain substrates
that
happen before you become enlightened. And basically, you're screwed if you haven't spent the past 30 years studying enlightenment. You know, and that's so not true. We all know that. I mean, you can instantly awake these days.
Exactly. It is, and we get downloads of information while we sleep.
Yes.
I mean, there are times when I get up in the morning, I feel like somebody had a shovel and was constantly pushing it in my brain during the night, and I, you know, so, you're very awakened, and that's wonderful. For you, I am feeling, my dear, that just it's time to let go for you.
Okay.
Please let go. And just say, this is the answer I want, and I want it, and just allow that question to go out, and know that it will come because it's inside of you. And I'm saying, I know you like the Arcturians, I'm feeling Arcturian, but I'm also there's the Palladians feel very strong for you.
Oh, very. I mean, when I was in Mexico, I was like, oh, my gosh, is it right? I mean, honestly, I feel connected to them all.
Yeah, there is, because there is a greater assemblage of beings. And to be honest, there really isn't that much difference. When push comes to shove, it doesn't really matter.
Well, okay, I'll tell you that, because once I asked, and you know, I call God or the all that is Source. It's the one thing that comes out of my mouth so easily.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, you know, get all this information. Who's it coming from? And they said, why do you need to ask?
Yeah.
Why can't it just be Source and Source only?
Exactly.
Why do you have to deviate?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because we're human beings and we're curious, and because we're taught to be what? Left-brained? Not my brain. We're not taught to take information in whole segments. We're taught, by the way, to take it the way you would and sip it like a fine wine. What's very interesting, and talking about whole segments here, is I learned a way many years ago to do whole page reading. And by looking at the whole page, looking at the center page, and expanding your visual awareness just consciously, you can begin to see, literally, the whole page. And do you know you can get up to 1,500 words a minute?
Right.
And 90% comprehension?
You know, thank you for reminding me that, because I was an English major, and I used to do that. I would just skip over the fluff words and get to the point where you kind of got that segment, because now that's what's happening to me as I'm writing right now.
Yeah.
And then also just when I read, I'm only interested in the key words that integrate the knowledge.
And so what you're doing is actually reading the essence of a whole page. This, if you do it now, I knew there was a reason why I brought this up, because I haven't thought about that for, donkey's years. So anyway, I guess Spirit wanted me to bring that to your attention.
Well, because I'm writing, and I think I've been concerned, because I want to make the words, the book I'm writing is called Snap, and it's, you know, I want to make the words clear. Energy precise.
Okay, first of all,
and I've been thinking about that.
Put your attention to the fact that you want to make it clear. Step back, start writing, and don't worry about the clarity.
I see. So you're this whole letting go. You're repeating, I got it. So it's really just
Well, how many different ways would you like me to tell you, love? I can repeat. I like English too. I've raised kids. I can go on forever doing this one, honey.
I love it. Okay, so on, I should probably pick up Chiron. Is there anything else?
Kryon, Kryon.
Oh, okay.
It's a series of books. You could also download it from the internet.
Okay.
It's a little more intellectual, but I think you will like its style. If you like Doris Cannon and if you like the other gentleman, you would like this also. He comes at it from a different perspective, and it is really, really fascinating. Okay?
I think that's what's exciting right now, is that there's so many perspectives out there, so many vibrational, you know.
All roads are leading to Rome, as the old expression goes.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you keep shining your light, dear, because you're one of the ones who's going to be holding it so others can follow and see the path, okay?
I appreciate.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year. And thank you all for calling, and thank you so much, my dear. And as I said, just let me know if you'd like to have a reading or something on your past life, anything like that. I am so glad that somebody called in to share. This, to me, is a joyous thing to do because I know you're out there and I know you're breathing. I just can't hear you. Yes, welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, Phyllis. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. Welcome. Where are you from?
I am from Washington State.
We've had you before, have we not?
Yes.
I recognize your voice. I love the voice. Thank you for calling. How may I serve you today?
Well, thank you for taking my call first of all. And the question I'm asking is, do you see me feeling or getting any better in this next year or what I can do to get there?
All right. Part of what you have started in the past under stress and certain physical conditions, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I am feeling that this is almost a carryover from another lifetime, in a sense.
Uh-huh.
It may have been with you from the beginning of this lifetime, but it's just shown up as you've gotten older. Is that correct?
Oh, right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And part of why you brought this was to help teach you compassion and to also, in a sense, teach you intestinal fortitude. What do I mean by that? I mean by that that you would carry on regardless of what was around you. It's a challenge to make you move forward because in the past, when you challenged, you kind of threw up your hands and sat down on your butt and didn't move. Okay?
Uh-huh.
This is one time when you are moving through and you feel like sometimes it's like walking through molasses.
Oh, yes.
Okay? I was going to say mud, but the thing was much more sticky than that.
Yes.
Okay? My dear, what I'm going to tell you, too, is this is funny. Just say, I learned my lesson and I release it. I want you to release it. If you feel you've learned the lesson of patience and compassion, then it's time to let go of what you're having to learn with yourself. You need to have more compassion and mercy and less judgment on you.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. You have been far too harsh on yourself, far too long. And I'll tell you what ran through my mind and today when I was moving down, going to church to sing. What came to mind today was that some people have yet to look at their bodies, behold their bodies, whatever, and say, I love you. I love you for all you've done for me, all you've given for me, all you keep giving me. I love the fact that you breathe for me and have done so for so long. I appreciate you, and I would like you to try doing that to your body. I'd like you to acknowledge your body. Instead of considering it a challenge and something you have to overcome, I want you to consider it a partner with whom you can partner.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I would like you to appreciate the body and to encourage it and to thank it for being with you this whole time, even if it has let you down at times when it hasn't done what you would like it to do. But remember, you brought this lesson into this lifetime, and your body said, okay. You know, it knows that.
Okay.
All right? It knows that, and it's doing its best for you. But now it's time to love your body and acknowledge how magnificent you really are and how perfect you actually are in this lifetime. And the more you perceive your body as perfect, the more perfect it will become.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Jinshin Jitsu?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Look up the study of it, and if you can take some courses in it for self-help, and I would encourage you to please do that, because I think that is one way you are going to say, oh, my God, if I'd only known this sooner, I could have started it earlier. This is going to help you.
Okay.
Okay. It's because it works on body, mind, and spirit and the emotional consequences. Because it is the emotional consequences that we bring with us into from lifetime to lifetime, okay? And in this lifetime, I want you just to rejoice in this beautiful body and just to be happy and to know that it, the pattern of perfect health does exist within you. It's just time to acknowledge that it does.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I have a question about that. You're talking about Jin Shin.
Yes.
And I have taken all the courses in Reiki. And
yeah.
When I use, and I do Reiki faithfully on myself every night.
Yeah.
And on the mornings that I don't have to get up early, I do my best to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not feeling anything from it.
Okay. Now, don't be concerned because, quite frankly, I don't either.
Okay.
Never have. Now, that's just me. And it could be that it is a different vibrational level. I'm not sure why that is. And it is not a criticism because other people do respond. Each person is unique and different. You do Jin Shin Jitsu on me, and man, I'm dancing out the door and down the steps, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
It's fabulous for me. I have seen people, and I've gotten up and walked on a broken ankle when I've used Jin Shin Jitsu without damaging it any further until I got to professional help, which I did do, folks. We do not pretend that our body doesn't need regular medicine, okay? I am a great believer in no pain. I am not your typical martyr. Don't like it, don't want to be there. So, but I am saying that for me, when I did it, the results were in your face here and now so fast that there was no question that this was the greatest thing since sliced bread for me, which is why I'm a practitioner. So if you can take some of those courses, even get the book, The Touch of Healing, by Alice Burmeister, and
okay.
B-E-R-M-I-E-S-T-E-R, or E-I-S-T, or something like that, Burmeister,
uh-huh.
And Tom Monty, okay? Get it, study it yourself, I guarantee you will become an adherent, okay?
Oh.
And if you use it on yourself, you can feel it work immediately, okay? Especially for things that have to do with the stomach, with breath, with lungs, and with bones, okay?
Okay.
So that's a good one for you. Any of the others, I see that you are going to improve this year because you've made a decision that you're going to improve.
Yeah.
All you have to say is, I'm tired of being this way, and I refuse to accept being this way any longer.
That's it.
It's over. I'm out of here, folks. It is done and done and done. And so if you hold that into your thought process, it will become so.
Okay.
And it's a matter of, yeah, you can't ignore something. I mean, you know, if you just had a cut and your limb is hanging by a thread, you do get help. But basically, yes, you can help yourself get somewhere. And yes, it will work, okay?
Okay.
And it's a matter of believing it. And the hardest thing for me is trying to hold on to that day after day after day, okay?
Yeah.
Without letting it go stale and without giving up and saying, I give up, I'm out of here.
Okay.
I'm just as human as you are. I'm just as frail as anybody else. And, man, there are times when it just plain old sucks to be me at times. You know?
There you go, yes. Because I've worked so hard this last year, or I thought I have. And
so
I
want you to do is please don't work hard.
Okay.
Don't work at it. Take the word work and hard. Take the word be and is and am.
Okay.
Okay? I am healthy. To see yourself as healthy. Feel yourself as healthy. Feel yourself as joyous.
Okay.
Okay? Don't allow anything, and as soon as you get a negative thought, you know, pick it up like you would a little mouse caught in a trap by its tail and take it outside and give it the boot. Let it go free.
Okay.
Don't hold on to it, you know, and don't give it space, because as soon as you hold on to it, don't you know, it comes back in. Now, I'll tell you something. You can be very successful and nothing happens, but then the universe comes what I call, comes back and says, but are you really sure this is what you want in the future, this change? And, you know, and you get these thoughts again, and you, I thought I went through this already, and you go, nope, got to shut the door, change the locks, and you just do it. Only each time that it happens, it gets fainter and fainter, and then sometimes it may be weeks or months, and all of a sudden there's a difference because it's come so softly, so subtly, that you are not aware until one day you're aware.
Yeah.
That, hey, I haven't had to do or haven't suffered thus, thus, and so since, you know, then. And only then are you aware. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Oh, it does.
So have freedom, dear, from any pain this year. Do follow what you have been doing because you are a good person. You and all the others are being required this year to hold on to faith and show people what faith is by how you live it.
Okay.
Believing in yourself, because who else is there to believe in but you and the good Lord?
Right.
Or the universe or who else? Okay?
Okay.
And love is with you, my dear.
Oh,
you better
God.
Believe you are well loved.
Oh, God bless you and thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, my dear. Blessings to you, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Please listen in the new year. Everybody, listen in the new year. Thank you so much for calling in. You just, oh, you have no idea how happy this is making me. Sometimes I can sit here and I just know I have to stay. They're breathing. I know they're breathing, but why aren't they calling in? So, I am pleased with this. And I am so happy to have a joyous new year. We're going to have a great new year. I've got a lot of new things starting and working with the kids and teaching hypnotherapy and working with Jin Shichitsu and teaching the self-help classes and all that neat stuff. I am so excited about it. You have no idea. I've been hovering on the brink and doing this and that, and by golly, this is the year, folks. It's not going to take anything from me. It's just going to add to me. But I was saying earlier about the Don, our producer, and we chatted just briefly, and I just wanted to again say that, you know, he and BBS Radio are really fabulous, fabulous people. He got started with this, he and his brother, and there are others now involved with this programming. And while there are some glitches and now and again, you know, they've had a few things that didn't work out as well as they had wanted to. And I understand there were some really concerted attacks from some people who are very judgmental. They call themselves Christians in their own concept of Christianity. And they are not, in my opinion, what I would call Christians, because Christians don't deliberately harm others. At any rate, he's had a lot of problems. And, you know, we just hold our power and stay in there and know that when you're doing right, when you have the right attitude, when you are focused on doing that which is right and just, and you are focused to lifting your own spirit and those around you, it comes to pass. You will make it your own word. Yes, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. May I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
Austin.
Well, welcome, Michael. Thank you for calling. How may I serve you?
Yes, I was enjoying your show. I
have
a question. You said
yes.
You did some past life.
Yes,
reading.
I do.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about how that's affecting me in this life.
Well, it's a part of what you built to carry over into this life. So
right, especially career-wise. I wanted to see
career-wise, aha. Uh-huh. What is it about career that you're having issues with?
Kind of finding it and going forward with it at this point.
Well, you really aren't, you don't really feel quite that you're where you're supposed to be yet, are you?
No.
Okay. And, you know, there's this kind of hunger inside of you, kind of restlessness?
Yes.
Okay. And you're intelligent, I get that, and that you like a lot of things, is that right? A lot of different ideas and concepts?
Yes.
You're
yes.
not good at just one thing. You're good at a multiplicity of things.
Correct.
Which can be what I call the cursing and the bless at the bless, blessing event at the same time, because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, and you're not sure which way you should be. I would say you could almost, and here's the visual that came to me, you could almost put each of those careers, ways to go, in a hat, write them on a different piece of paper, toss them in a hat, ask somebody to pick one out, and go with it.
Huh.
That's how good you are in so many different things. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And you know what? You have the ability to be good in so many things. The problem is you can't really seriously sit down to one of them because there's something in your mind that says, but then, what could I do about, and then you sit in paralyzed and indecisive. Well, let me put it to you this way. You had so few choices in your past life that you were forced into doing things and not what you wanted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that affect you this time? This time you have a lot of choices, and you are free to choose any one of them. And because you were denied freedom of choice this last time, you sort of just did what you were told because you didn't have the right to do so. It was more like almost like you were in serfdom or enthralled to somebody. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And your freedom is extremely important to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Am I right on that one?
Yes, correct.
And if somebody tries to nudge you into doing a certain thing, I get the feeling you may dig your heels in. You know what I mean?
If it's not what I want, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Correct.
You are
do you have
not
any ideas as to what would be probably the...
What do you want to accomplish? Tell me.
What's
your heart's desire? What did you want as a little kid that you still hold now? But what is your heart's desire? What makes you really deliriously happy? Several things, I know. Go ahead.
That's an interesting question. I guess I'm teaching.
Teaching what?
Healing and
okay.
That kind of thing.
Doesn't pay a whole lot, does it, Michael?
Excuse me?
It doesn't pay a whole lot.
Yeah.
Teaching. Okay. Because
yeah.
Then it doesn't get you to the goal that you have in mind, which is what?
Telling the truth in life. Being truthful.
Because you find that there's an awful lot of lying.
There's a lot of lying, yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, my job right now, it's very difficult. I get in trouble for telling the truth.
Okay. The truth as you see it or the truth?
I think it's the truth.
Okay. Can you give me an example without giving away anything?
Sure. I teach people to use things on their bodies that don't contain chemicals and are harmful for them.
Okay. So you're in a pharmaceutical type of thing, or one that uses
pharmaceuticals? No, I teach massage therapy.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I had a massage once, and I broke out in hives, and it was supposedly not a hypoallergenic one.
Right. People don't know the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. My feeling is that you might benefit from have you taken Healing Touch?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Reiki master.
I didn't say that. I said Healing Touch.
Yes, I know about Healing Touch.
Okay. What others have you taken?
Almost everything I've taken.
Okay. And that's still not doing it for you, is it?
Probably where I'm doing it is not.
Then it's the place where you are practicing that is bothering you.
Right.
Okay. My suggestion is you have your own practice, is that correct? No.
No.
You're working with someone else. Okay. So you sort of more or less, and that's part of the issue because you have to do or follow their rules and regulations. Is that correct? Okay. Best thing that I can see for you, my dear, is to look into striking out on your own with sharing space with someone else.
Okay.
My suggestion is that you look to perhaps working with a group of people who can refer others. Have you worked with a chiropractor?
I don't do massage. I teach it.
You teach it, but you don't do it.
No, I don't. That's not my thing. Mine is to teach.
You just teach. That's kind of hard because, again, well, I can only suggest that you get into a center with a group of people and expand kind of what you do and move forward with it. Is there, and here I'm just reaching for something that came to me, is there not a new way of doing this that is trying to get through to you?
Oh, I that's what I want. Yes, there is.
Okay. Because what I'm feeling is it's hovering on the edge, a new way of doing the kind of healing work you're teaching. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, then I would allow yourself to receive the information. My feeling is that it comes in deep dreams with you, and it may be something that is causing you concern because it's not yet known, and it's not familiar, and it's not within this realm yet. Does that make sense to you? Have you ever heard of the reconnection?
Yes.
Okay. Something different like that, or the EFT.
Right.
Something that's new. And opening yourself up to accepting and receiving that teaching may be what's coming for you.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Is it something you would want to accept? That's the next thing.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very open to...
Okay. You're open to it.
To what's happening, yes. To the energy coming in.
Okay. Then I would say open yourself even more. Consciously allow yourself to accept what comes to you as a gift. Okay?
Okay.
And ask to be guided in meditation or in dreams to this new work.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
And have fun with it. Tell them you want to play with this. It's something that you want to play with and have fun with. You don't want it to be serious, okay? You want it something that can be played with and something that was fun to do, because I think that's what's coming next, something that is lighthearted. I mean, so often what we have in our past is delivered with the solemnity, you know, of a high priest and rituals and so forth. You don't want that. You know there's something out there that is less onerous a duty and not so difficult to perform. And that, I think, is what you should reach for and ask that you be taught.
That sounds good.
Does it? Oh,
great.
Good.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so have fun with it and let it be your heart's desire. Just let him say, let it be my heart's desire. But as I said, you are good at a number of things. And I would be interested to hear from you in a few months' time to see if something has indeed come through during your dream session.
Great. Yeah,
okay?
I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, that sounds very good. I don't know where that came from, but it sure just slipped right in there. So when it comes in like that, I have to feel that things are clicking in the right place. It's got to make sense to the people I speak to, or it's not working. And that's all I'm interested in, is that I give you the truth as I can perceive it to be. Not my truth, but whatever is good for you. And I am having a lot of fun with this and enjoying myself more and more as the time is going by. Oh, my, I can't believe how much time has gone by. But I am looking forward to sharing more with you in this coming new year and being able to have more fun with doing the show. There are many people that are going to be on our show this coming year, and a lot of good guests and a lot of people that you've heard from in the past, because they are good people. I know Jackie Ryan is going to come on again. She's a wonderful astrologer in New Jersey. Maureen McGill is going to come on again. I'll talk to Miss Annette, and her name escapes me. Forgive me. It's called a senior moment. What can I tell you? And we're going to have a lot of fun this year and enjoying and asking more participation from you all, because for me this is a lot of fun. Again, if you have some comments you want to add to the show, if you want to bring your own form of enlightenment to us or share with us, yes, welcome to the Higher Dimensions. With whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Patty. How are you?
Hi, Patty. I'm fine. Where are you from, my dear?
I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh, how wonderful. Hello. We got friends in New Hampshire. So,
well, I'm sure
what can
they're
I do for you?
Today?
Huh?
I said I'm sure they're enjoying today. It's about 60 degrees.
Oh, I know. I hope that's not enjoying too much water with that.
No, it's actually pretty good.
It is? Oh, wonderful. I'm glad somebody else is also sharing this beautiful weather. How may I serve you today?
I'm looking to purchase some real estate, and I can't seem to find the right property. I have two that I'm looking at, but I just don't feel like they're the right ones, and I'm wondering if you have any insight.
There's a reason why you're not feeling it. It's because you haven't found it yet. Do not settle.
Right.
What I'm going to tell you is please wait until all of a sudden when you step in, it's like, remember when someone used to say, when you find love, you'll know it?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. When it's the right piece of property for you. It doesn't matter how good it looks now. For me, I'm feeling that these pieces would be acceptable, but do you want acceptable? Or do you want the right piece? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
Any idea when they might show up?
I'm saying that they're getting ready to show up in the near future. I'm saying also that the price is going to be more that you can afford. Not more than you can afford, more that you can afford. In other words, it's going to be cheaper than what you've been looking at now.
Okay, because there is some property I've looked at that the price has not come down.
Uh-huh. Is it, does your heart go pity-pat when you see it?
Yeah, I just can't afford it.
Hold on. Don't compromise. When you go for something like this, unless you're in business, okay, and you're just going to do a turnaround and sell it for profit type thing, no, don't do it, okay? Wait until you get the right piece.
Okay. One more quick
yes.
question. I had a falling out with a friend. Do you see any of that working out?
There's a lot of hard feeling on the friend's part about this, isn't there?
Right.
Okay. This friend has a difficult time releasing past anger. And I'm thinking you might as well move on, and when that person's ready, if they are ready in this lifetime, they'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay. You cannot hang around waiting because it's going to leave you hanging, and this person has a tendency to be, hate to say it, a manipulator.
Right.
Twist things and expects you to come around.
Right.
In your point of view, be the first one to cave, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. No. This is not teaching. This is not a good friendship, honey.
Okay.
This is an unfair friendship, and it's taking unfair advantage, and you need, for your own soul's sake, to move on.
Okay.
You are not one who needs more chaos in your life. You are trying to create a better life for yourself. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. Allow yourself the luxury of having room to enjoy that perfect life.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a happy new year.
You too.
Thank you. Yes, in each life, it's important to listen to yourself. If something doesn't feel right, let it be. There's a reason for that. Learning to trust yourself is one of the important lessons that we are learning in this new year. Okay? Instant manifestation, almost. Okay? Which is, be careful that you ask for what you want. Look at the question, know what it is that you want before you put your passion, and that's what you need to do to get what you want, put your passion into it. That is why some people don't get what they want, because they do not put the water or the solvent, whatever, I guess water would be the best word, of passion into what they want. And so what they get is not really what they want. But when you do, when your passion and your drive is what you want, when you put love into the equation, and that's another word for it, putting your water, putting love into what you want, you will receive what you desire. The universe has to respond to love because that's what the universe is created from. So what you love, you will receive. What you think upon, you get. What you wish for, you receive. Yes. Good afternoon. May I help you?
Hello. My name is Audrey.
Audrey, where are you from?
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, I know Buffalo.
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I went up there. One of my favorite teachers of all time lives in Buffalo. Carol Ann Liaris. I don't know if you know her. Marvelous psychic. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty windy up here, a lot of flooding, and the winds are like 69 miles an hour.
Oh, my Lord. I'm glad
some parts, the gust.
I'm glad I'm not there. I'm sorry, but I'm glad I'm not there.
Yeah,
and anyway,
a lot of flooding.
Yeah, there's flooding? Oh, dear, God bless us all. Let us hope that that comes down quickly.
As fast as the snow comes is as fast as it goes.
Yeah, I can well believe that. How may I serve you this lovely day?
Well, I am, God, I'm 39 years old, and I've been on unemployment for a whole year.
Yeah.
I finished college with an associate's degree, which I'm going back to do a bachelor's, but my unemployment's going to be running out, and I've been looking for a job, and I'm just hoping that something comes along. I'm kind of confused what direction I'm going in, and just looking for some insight.
What's your field of endeavor, honey?
My career?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing hair for 21 years. I was a teacher for 5 years, teaching cosmetology school. And my boss was not the greatest to work for, so I had to take him to court in order to get my unemployment because they tried to pull a fast one on me. And
yep,
I went to school for psychology.
Okay, so you really need to get an MS for psychology, right?
Psychology or, like, youth counseling or even, like, medical billing, medical something, you know, in the medical field.
Medical coding is good, okay? That's a good field. Pays well, okay?
I just can't stand on my feet like I used to, you know, all the hours.
Yeah. The other thing is... the medical field, and it's interesting you choose that because I was going to say go into medicine because that is the growing field. If you are unemployment, are you eligible for funds to have retraining?
Yeah, they paid for everything. That's how I got my associate's degree, and now my unemployment's going to be running out. So,
You can't go back to other schooling.
Yeah, I'm going back in January, but I still got to work.
Yeah.
I'll be working and going to school.
Okay. My question is this. What would be the quickest for you? And here I'm going to have to say I'm going to rely on left brain as well as right brain information, okay? I know the medical field, and I know that if you were to go back and work to get an LPN, you could get an office job, medical clinical job. Okay? Or a hospital. Okay? You could get that very, very quickly. Because an LPN, if you have some courses in psychology already, you've already got some courses under your belt to move forward.
Right.
Okay? You can get a job. You can even do less than that and become a nursing assistant and work towards your other degree once you get that. Okay? I don't know how much you need an hour. But there is always temporary work available for nursing assistants, okay, home aides. At least that's work you can get right away. Does that make sense?
That's why I was going to get into, like, medical billing right now, just until I finish.
Yeah, but it
like,
takes
finish.
You a few years to learn that. I know that. And you
yeah.
have to take an exam. Once you do that, you have to pass a national boards for that now.
Yeah, they hire you right on, and they start training you, and then they let you take the exam.
Okay. And where is this, a local hospital or a doctor?
Yeah, the hospital I applied for.
Okay. Are they willing to take you on now?
I don't know. I put in all my resume and my cover letters, and I'll probably hear something, you know, after the new year.
Okay, yeah, because right now nothing's moving until after until the 5th, the following Monday. Right, you're right.
I still like doing youth counseling. I've been a counselor all my life to people. People always come to me.
Okay, the other thing that you could go into is drug and alcohol counseling.
Yeah, that's what I was, mental health counseling I was going to go into.
Mental health counseling. But you can get, you can also get a counselor's degree. But clinical counseling, again, it's a matter of having to take extra training for that. And I was just looking at what could we get you into an economic situation first. I would say you are right on the money, and you will be able to get a job in the medical field. Okay?
That's great.
I would go for a job that you can wrap your teeth around, get into fairly quickly, and stay with so that you can get the training you need to move forward. And then you can go into drug and alcohol, because that's going to require some time and effort on your part, okay?
Yeah.
But medical billing pays well. Once you get the medical encoding and all that, it's a really good money, honey. It really is
a
good income.
It's, you know, they pay $25 an hour.
Certainly.
And a lot
more
of...
better.
Yeah, and I was going to go back to teaching because I can get a cosmetology job that pays $26.50, but I just don't like being on my feet for all those hours. It's just
well, it's nice, you know, that you can do hair, but at some point, you know, it's nice that you can work longer, let us put it this way, in the medical field than you can in others, okay?
Yeah.
Truly, you can do that. It makes more sense to me. And it's you're more likely to be able to have a wider range and you know, more benefits, quite frankly.
Right.
In the medical
field. I'm a single mom and I have a 14-year-old, so
So medical benefits would definitely be a plus in that field, darling. Okay,
right.
But it's gonna change for you. It's gonna change. This new year is gonna help you out and you're gonna be a happier and healthier person for it. Because right now the stress on you is pretty rough.
I have one more question about a man that I talked to. I've been talking to him for a year. His name is Gregory.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't seem to get him out of my head all the time. I don't know.
You can't get him out of your head. What, he moved in there or what?
No, he's in actually Portland, Oregon, and I just can't seem to, I mean, we communicate webcam and talk on the phone and chat online. I don't know. Just can't seem to get him out of my head. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, that's very, very interesting, but, you know, no. I would not, it doesn't feel right for me. No. Something about that guy. Okay?
Okay.
I think it's just as well to have it as a fantasy as anything else. Okay? The real deal would not be something that you'd want around. Truly. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's good to know.
Is that how you feel, too? Because you're communicating to me by the very tone of your voice.
I'm just hesitant. Like, I really like him, and I know he likes me, and I sent him a Christmas gift. And he just seems very shy, and he's been hurt before, so.
Haven't we all? I mean, who above the age of a few months hasn't been hurt?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Let's look at it that way. See, when you start giving me excuses... Now I know, you know, there's something more there, okay? If you have to defend somebody and give excuses, it's not right. I can tell you that, okay? So you know it, you just don't know you know it.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless, and a blessed new year, and prosperity to all.
Thank you so much, darling. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. And I am so pleased. We are coming down to the wire here. I may be able to take one more call if someone wants to get through. I am so pleased. But, you know, you can reach me at multiple pathways. My phone number is 202-387-2080. I do give phone consultations in case you're interested. I do regressions on the phone. And I also work with people. I've also done some hypnosis on the phone. It's not what I prefer to do, but I have done it when needed. And would love to have some of you come and talk and chat with me. And we're going to be here again next year and enjoying you and the ability to speak to you and to hear from people from around the world, because we are living in a truly wonderful age. Who knew 100 years ago? Think. Who thought we could talk to people around the world, we could get to communicate with them, know their lives, share with them, become partners with the world. This coming year, I want you to all be very blessed. Trust in yourselves. Trust that you are good human beings. and that God only has the best for you. Know that when you open your hearts and minds to accept who you are and the infinite being and the beauty that you truly are as a soul, a unique, blessed soul here on earth, that all good will come to you. I would like you to know that, yes, there are times that are going to come that are tough, but don't become one with the tough times. Acknowledge them and say, yes, I understand there are issues out with the world, but they don't have to be my issues. They don't have to be your issues. They don't have to be anyone's issues unless they want them to be. So I am wishing you all a very blessed and happy new year. I hope that you will have prosperity and abundance, joy and happiness, and certainly good health. And I know that this will bring into our lives working together, thinking good of each other, wishing and praying for others, holding in our hearts the kindness and the benevolence that we would like shown to us, will indeed make our lives such a beautiful, marvelous place in the future. And I am so eager to move into the future with that love and light in my heart and for all of you. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess with a higher dimension. Until next Sunday, goodbye.